You're listening to SBS News.
The row over religious freedoms is an untimely one for the Coalition, as it faces a by-election on Saturday in Wentworth, a Sydney seat which returned one of the highest votes for same-sex marriage in the country. The debate flared after a leaked summary of a review, led by former Attorney General Philip Ruddock, didn't recommend the removal of existing laws, allowing faith-based schools to discriminate on the basis of sexuality. Wary of the political fallout, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced moves to ban the expulsion of LGBTI plus students. In Parliament, Opposition Leader Bill Shorten has called for the ban to go further.
This morning, when asked about laws which allow discrimination against LGBTI teachers, the Treasurer said, and I quote, "I don't think these laws are right. And I do think we need to ensure that there is no discrimination on either our workplaces or our schools." Does the Prime Minister agree with his Treasurer? And will the Prime Minister join with Labor to ensure that teachers can't be sacked because of who they are or who they love?
With the government so far refusing to release the report's findings, the Prime Minister isn't saying how far the changes will go. But Scott Morrison was quick to point out which party was responsible for allowing the education and employment exemptions in the first place.
"The issues raised will be addressed through the process of our response to the Ruddock review, and this fortnight I have asked to work together with the Leader of the Opposition to provide the certainty for children and families, Mr Speaker. I would say to the Leader of the Opposition, and I would say to those members opposite, that we don't take kindly to being lectured on these issues when you created the laws which created the discrimination."
A Fairfax Ipsos poll has shown the extent of the potential electoral backlash, with almost three-quarters surveyed opposed to any religious exemptions. Shen Narayanasamy, Human Rights Campaign Director for activist group GetUp, welcomes the survey results.
"Fundamentally, what the last week has shown us is that Australians stand united against discrimination and absolutely see no place for discrimination in our schools, in our public institutions, used as a weapon against children and used as a weapon against their teachers."
Catholic schools say any change needs to protect the right of an institution to maintain its religious grounding by giving preference to those holding or sympathetic to those beliefs. But Independent Senator Darren Hinch wants any school discriminating on the basis of sexuality ruled out of receiving any public funding.
"The fact that taxpayers' money is going to fund these schools is wrong. And that is why I've called on the government that they should work with the states and territories to achieve consistency in anti-discrimination laws, that they should, and I believe this passionately, they should withhold federal funding to any school which engages in discrimination against teachers or students on the basis of their sexual orientation."
His bid to bring on a motion denying those schools funding and concessions was defeated by one vote, but he's vowed to renew his push in the Senate this week. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.